The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're going to close the show today with The New Yorker's Khelif Hassani. Khelif writes about politics, sports, music. He is absolutely passionate about music. His book, Major Labels, is a history of popular music, genre by genre. And in The New Yorker, he wrote recently about an artist I wasn't familiar with who goes by the name Hardy.
Hardy.
Hardy Hardy.
In this case, Michael Hardy, who's kind of made his name as a country singer and songwriter. And he has a new song on his new album called Radio Song that I wanted to play for you.
All right, here we go.
So his radio song is a country song that can't be played on country radio.
I can hear that.
And it's part of his shift. His new album is half country music and half rock music.
What's his story?
He's a guy who grew up in Philadelphia, Mississippi. So he grew up culturally country, but that wasn't really what he listened to. He was listening to, you know, I think it started with Pearl Jam and it went into like Linkin Park, System of a Down.
Oh, you can hear the Linkin Park roaring through it.
New metal, listening to the music that is sometimes referred to as butt rock.
Okay, all right. What is that?
It's as far as we know, the phrase butt rock comes from...
How are we spelling it?
Spelled with two T's.
There we go.
But it comes from the rock radio stations that promised to play nothing...
But rock.
Exactly right.
Oh, my God.
So he, and it's funny, like, it's such an old-fashioned tradition now. You turn on these stations, and they're still playing Metallica, and they're playing, you know, old songs, and they're playing, like, Papa Roach and Disturbed, like, new albums by these bands. And so in this context, Hardy is kind of a breath of fresh air. He has a song on rock radio right now called Jack.
So crazy. So it starts out country, and by the time you know, three lines later, you're in Linkin Park land.
Well, yeah, and so the whole second half of his album is rock. And, you know, I have a theory that, you know, there was a time, not that long ago, when country music was, like, considered the most uncool music in the country, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and people, you know, coastal elites love to sneer at country music. I think maybe it has now been overtaken by rock. I think that kind of, like, loud mainstream rock, new metal, sort of post-grunge is now kind of the most unfashionable music in America. I think so.
Among coastal,
people. I think by comparison, that's why someone like Hardy, who arrives from the country world, is able to sort of bring some fresh energy to it.
So Hardy outlined what makes a song a radio hit in the first track that we played. What makes this song good for rock radio?
Well, it's a, you know, it's a specific tradition, right? It's this thing that happened since grunge, where it was a lot of minor keys. And then in the late 90s and the early 2000s, you get the heaviness, you get the breaks. Hardy, I talked to Hardy. He told me, you know, there was a point in high school where he just wanted to hear something that was heavy. And if it was, you know, these kind of hardcore and metalcore bands, punk bands like A Day to Remember or August Burns Red, he just wanted like a heavy mosh part.
So at the Super Bowl and then at the Grammys again, you've seen hip-hop celebrated and venerated as almost a historical genre.
Yeah.
Is rock and roll so dead that's beneath consideration?
It sometimes feels that way. I think one of the things that happens is that rock and roll is just more traditional. It's not that it's about chasing the latest trends. It's that different styles kind of get resurrected. You know, there's a band on rock radio right now called Giovanni and the Hired Guns. They are self-described Tejano punk boys from Texas.
Right.
And, you know, so they're drawing from, you know, a lot of bands like Weezer, Blink-182, but also the Norteño music that they grew up on. This is a song they have called Overrated, and you can kind of hear those traditions colliding. So please note the tuba.
Listen to the lead singer's voice, though. Who does that remind you of?
Who does it remind you of?
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, well, yes. The shadow of Kurt Cobain, you know, is a long shadow. And it's amazing how there's a sense in which rock and roll has never really recovered from the shock of Nirvana, at least that kind of rock.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, he, you think about the hair metal era.
Right.
Lasts, what, 4 or 5 years, right?
Yeah.
From 85, 86, and then it ends in maybe 91. Whereas the grunge and the post-grunge era feels like it never really goes away.
Right.
It's incredible.
Now, this music also seems influenced by, let's bring the personal into this, you were in bands when you were young, kind of punk bands,
yeah,
playing bass. A little bit of that power in there, too.
Yes. That's the idea that, like, there's some kids out there that want to scream at the top of their lungs. That's a very that's a very common and popular idea. And it's also the fact that these cycles, they keep going. I mean, you know, we remember when the Strokes 20 years ago were, you know, borrowing an old Tom Petty riff from the 1970s
right.
and reusing it. So now we have bands like, there's this band Avoid, I think a very entertaining young band from Seattle, and they're dusting off the long ago sounds of the 2000s. I remember this stuff. Like, I was at those concerts, not as a kid, but as a music critic. And so I know, I think a little bit how you must feel, David, which is
shut up.
extremely old.
Let's hear this.
Here's
Can't
Avoid.
Take This Away by Avoid. Some familiar moves in there.
I was going to say, if you listen closely,
that stop thing, the little riff.
You can hear that little riff that you might recall. I know, as the editor of this magazine, you spend your days attending to weighty matters.
Like that.
Serious. But we can learn important lessons from a band like this. What I've learned from that song is that, as a great man once said, the arc of the rock universe is long, but it bends toward the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
These bands that you were playing, they remain outliers for the moment, or do you see them becoming mainstream?
Well, one thing that happened with rock and roll is that it's splintered, right? So you have indie rock over here, and then even on the radio, you have classic rock stations, you have alternative stations that are playing rock bands, but they're also playing Billie Eilish, and then you have like mainstream rock and active rock.
Who's listening to the radio?
Radio is still more popular than you would think. It still drives discovery, right? People are discovering new music on the radio.
Mainly in the car?
Often in the car, but if people don't want to think too hard, right? Like you log on to Spotify and it gives you all these options. A lot of people just want to like push a button and have something come out and have someone maybe local talk a little bit about the weather and the traffic and play some songs that they're going to like.
There's a lesson in there for Netflix too, isn't there? Okay, it's a huge pleasure. thanks as always.
Thank you.
You get to pick one more track. What should we go out on?
So there's this guy, Jelly Roll, tattooed former rapper from Tennessee, who managed a pretty amazing feat. He went number one on both the country and the rock chart in the last year with different songs. This is his number one rock hit, Dead Man Walking.
The New Yorker's Khelif Hassani. You can read his writing on Hardy and 10,000 other subjects at NewYorker.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.